Hey, Ben.
Cheeseburger.
Have you ever seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs as a kid?
Let's reel it in.
You didn't say your line right, man.
Where'd I say?
You said cheeseburger.
Oh. Do you want to try again?
No.
Okay.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs today. Ben and I haven't recorded in a while.
I was going to say, I know these episodes come out week by week by week, consistently week by week.
Yeah.
Maybe not consistently on Thursday or like on a time on Thursday, but week by week.
Midnight. There's been times where it's been like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm posting
the pictures. It's good, bro. It's all good. It's all love.
We made it work.
It's all love.
I remember when I went to Minnesota, I remember like, I like was driving the whole day and like you had uploaded it and I'm like, I gotta post that. And it wasn't until like 11:30 at night in my hotel room that I like posted it. So
needless to say,
we make sure that they come out on Thursdays.
That's the bottom line.
Even if it's at 11:59 PM. It's coming out.
It's coming out. We started
patience.
Up the season. Patience for what?
The episodes. For us. Be patient with us.
Give us some slack. We're giving you entertainment. You give us some patience.
Do you have Amazon? What's it called? Amazon
Prime?
Speaking of Prime, have you ever tried the Prime drink?
No way.
I got Prime.
Really?
Have you tried this?
How'd you get it?
They're at Target.
Oh.
Custom ordered this. Have you tried Prime yet?
I've not tried Prime
yet. Okay, sweet. So I got.
Wow. Bro, this is surreal.
Why?
Zucoin.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's just drink Prime. I don't know.
You just cut. Okay. Yeah. Logan Paul is.
I don't know, man. Cheers to Prime.
Cheers to Prime.
Mmm.
What do you think? For real?
For real? I need another sip. I like that.
I like it too. My thing is this.
I like that a lot.
You could have poured me this in the morning and told me this was orange juice. Taste it again. Tastes just like
no,
orange
juice.
No,
it's not like orange juice.
Taste it again. Just picture it's orange juice, though. Without pulp.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's orange juice in my cup.
I tried the grape one today, and it was pretty good.
That was good, too?
Yeah. Do you like orange-flavored stuff?
I love orange-flavored stuff.
What's your least favorite fruit flavor?
Probably lemon.
Oh, lemon. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Lemon.
This is off topic. We need to get in the movie, but my brother has a friend. this is going to sound like a joke.
Go for him.
Good for him. Good job, Logan.
I don't have any.
Yeah. What? What am I doing here? that was not funny. We need to cut that out. No, just keep it in. But Logan has a friend who he trained himself to like every lemon-flavored candy and flavor stuff because no one else will like it.
He's a smart man.
So every time there's a lemon
banana
Starburst
stuff, a different yellow. But like people hate banana, bro.
I love banana.
Banana Laffy Taffy, give it to me all day
I
long.
Like the generic, the fake taste of banana. You know what I'm talking about?
We've definitely talked about this before.
We have?
I don't definitely remember talked about this before.
Really?
Wait, you're talking about fake food right now?
Yeah, I am talking about fake food.
Cheeseburger. Speaking of fake food.
All right, yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into the movie.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That was a good. Wow.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, hats off to you.
Hey.
I can't take my hat off. It's part of the show. Nice.
Let me put my hat back on. How do I look? Let me pronounce.
You look a lot thicker than the first episode.
Okay, well.
And I look a lot thinner.
Okay, well.
Here we go. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Directed by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller.
Mm.
Are you familiar with any of their other work?
Did they do the Lego movie?
They did the Lego movie. They did Cloudy with a Chance Ball.
Cloudy with a Chance Balls too. Yeah.
And 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
So
their humor
they're
is
a duo.
It's on par. It's very distinct.
It's on par.
It's very distinct.
Yeah.
It's very literal.
Yeah.
They will address exactly what they're doing, and it's very funny.
I love it. I love it. This came out in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
You were 9, and I was 12?
19. I don't know.
12, I think. And it's rated PG for...
Dude, there's so many food options.
Yeah, hold on.
You got to sort through your
Pizzagate.
Brain. Pizzagate?
Oh, God.
Why Pizzagate?
PG. That's going to get me canceled.
You could have just combined...
That's going to get me canceled,
You could have just combined two different foods. You went with Pizzagate. Like, it's a scam.
I'm trying to think.
Like, it's a scandal. Like, Watergate.
Wait, hold on. Have you ever heard of Pizzagate? That's
no.
a real thing. You don't know what Pizzagate is?
I don't know.
Okay,
is it the Papa John's thing?
It's about the...
Dude, I got it.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't really say it much on this.
No, that's...
We're a children's program, according to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we did Whippets. We're good.
You cut them out, though. And you questioned me.
I had to.
All right, man.
I had to do it.
But you do know what Pizzagate is, though, for
Can
real.
I time you?
Please. 5 minutes?
Yeah, let me just figure this watch out again real quick.
Okay. I'm so excited. Yeah, I like Prime. They had other flavors, too. I want to try the blue raspberry.
Go.
Okay. Okay, so the story opens up. Flint Lockwood, played by Bill Hader, is he wants to be a scientist, or he wants to be an inventor. And so he's trying all these things, spray on shoes as a kid, whatever. His mom died. I'm going to take him off, nerd. Just okay.
Off screen. It's never...
His mom died.
His mom died.
Okay, that's the best part of the movie so far.
We don't even see it happen.
His mom died. His dad is bald. His dad is James Caan.
Big unibrow guy.
Do you know who that is, James Caan?
Yeah.
Yeah. He died this year.
He
or
did.
Last year. And so he's... Why am I just talking about the people?
Hopefully someday I can see you in heaven.
Yeah. How much time do I have?
4 minutes.
Okay, so Flint Lockwood comes up with this thing called the Flitnifstifer. And he's like, hey, I'm going to have the clouds, the liquid from the clouds.
Cumulonimbus.
I need to get through this. You're interrupting me hard.
I'm helping you.
And you put it in the machine, and then it comes out as food. So he's like, hey, let me try to do it. So he does it. It comes out in the sky. And he like hits the news reporter, Sam Sparks. And so then the whole town, which is called Swallow Falls, is known for sardines.
A lot of sardines. The machine goes in the air.
And then all of a sudden it starts raining cheeseburgers.
They only eat sardines.
It starts raining cheeseburgers, and then everyone's like, was this your machine that you made? And Flint Lockwood's like, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, I love it. So then the movie
happens. The mayor
said
that?
The movie happens.
The mayor said that?
Ooh, whoever.
I think it was the mayor.
I'm in a mood right now.
Why are you stalling?
I don't know. I'm in a mood right now.
Hey, I'm going to pause it for a second.
No, don't.
You good?
I'm fine.
Right, I'm going to resume it. Okay. I paused it again. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I think it's the prime.
We're getting that, like, just alpha male energy from Logan Paul put his freaking adrenaline in there.
Oh, my gosh. I want to fight someone now.
It's back.
Oh.
245.
Okay. Okay. I'm good now. All right. So then the next thing.
It. Are you okay?
I'm fine, man.
Okay. I resumed it.
Okay.
236.
Halfway done. It starts raining food every day. So now everyone's asking for requests. They're like, hey, can I get jelly beans? Hey, can I get ice cream from my son Kyle's birthday, Mr. T, who is Earl. He's the cop with shorty shorts. And then there's the mayor. Mayor wants to be big for some reason. He wants to be fat. He wants to be a glutton. And...
What's that like?
He gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so then he like is ordering a ton or whatever. And then he decides to change the whole town from Swallow Falls to called Chew and Swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he invites everyone in the world to come to the small island. Oh, by the way, it's a small island right under the A in the Atlantic Ocean. And so all these people are coming in, all these tourists and stuff. Checking
Not
out
a real
this.
Place.
And Flint Lockwood's getting famous. And his dad's kind of like, I don't know if this is a great idea or whatever. So then all of a sudden, and then Sam Sparks is eventually like.
Minute 45.
Sam Sparks is also eventually like, hey, I'm a nerd and I'm a weather girl and this doesn't look good. Also, Flint Lockwood really likes Sam Sparks. Steve,
the monkey,
is played by Neil Patrick Harris.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk? And so there's a storm. All of a sudden, there's a spaghetti tornado, and everyone's like, "Ooh, I'm hungry." And so then they're like, "We need to shut down the machine. This is crazy." And then the mayor like ruins it or whatever. And so then they're like, "Let's fly up." So they fly up into the clouds, and they have to fight all these like real life food things. Now there's chicken. Oh, and then Baby Brent is played by Andy Samberg.
Baby, for real?
Baby Brent fights a chicken, gets in a chicken, and is a chicken now. And so there's that. And then how much time?
50 seconds.
And then they beat the machine. The end.
You have 40 seconds left.
No. Cut it now.
I'm going to pause it. You doing okay?
I'm fine. It's right. The prime.
I resumed it. I canceled it.
Wow. I feel like being a maverick.
Bro, you are a maverick. We're all mavericks.
That was the weirdest summary ever. We haven't recorded in a while. Are we good? I wish I'm like freaking out a little bit.
Let me pause it.
Let me pause the recording.
No, I stopped it. I think you did good.
I definitely feel like we haven't recorded in a while.
I feel fine. I missed you. I feel fine.
Do you?
It's just the prime.
You're just sitting there.
It's just the prime.
It's just the prime. Let's blame it on the prime.
Calm down. It's just the prime.
Do you remember the band All Star Weekend?
Yes.
Dude, there was a song called Blame It on September, and it made me cry every time I heard it. Do you remember?
What did September do?
I don't know. I think that's when the girl in the song they singing about went back to college.
I'm supposed to wake up when September ends. I'm supposed to blame September. I'm getting mixed messages.
Married in September.
I'm getting married in September. It's just a weird month.
You dropped the... It hasn't come out yet, but you literally dropped the date of your wedding on the Tandra episode that we did with Phoenix and Andrew and everyone.
Yeah.
Do you want our fans to go? There's going to be a 42-year-old woman from Nebraska that's going to show up to your wedding and be like, I came for the Reel It In.
I hope so. Bro, you want to film an episode at my wedding?
Your fiance would not
you
approve
You want to sit
that.
At the head table
your
and,
fiance
would
not
and,
approve that.
And record,
your fiance
record
would not approve
an episode
that.
During cocktail hour.
During cocktail hour?
During cocktail hour. Have a couple of drinks in us.
That'd be fun. That'd but be no, good. We can't do that. Okay, let's... Fun facts. I literally need to stop drinking Prime. I feel like I forgot how to podcast. I'm being dead serious. I feel like I'm in a weird funk, and I need to just shake out of it. We need to make some jokes. Do you like gummy bears?
Yeah.
Good. All right, fun fact.
That was a good
one. To make the sound of falling hamburgers, sound officials used wet rags and slapped them on wood. Snapping celery was used to make the sound of bones breaking.
When did bones break?
I don't know. I don't remember that part. Do you?
When did bones break?
Oh, the chicken. The chicken where...
Bro.
Brent gets in a chicken. What's up?
Where do the bones come from?
I don't know.
You're telling me that...
That's a rotis.
Whoa.
That's a straight rotis chicken in there. What's up?
Those chickens were made with bones in them.
Yeah.
Bones aren't food. Bones are bones. Bones have DNA... And all that inside of them. How did the cloud make the bones?
They drank Prime.
How did the cloud drink? This episode
is such a meme.
This episode is not sponsored by Prime.
No, no, not. We're not sponsored by Logan Paul at all.
Wink.
Go on.
How do they make the bones? It's
what do you mean? How do they make the bones? What are you saying? I don't
really clouds
get it.
Made food, right?
Chicken. Chicken has bones in it.
Yeah. From living chickens, but it's not making chickens, it's making rotisserie chickens.
If you're going to question the bones, you might as well question every other food that falls from the sky.
No, this
that
is
doesn't
like
have
a
bones
weird thing
because
it's like, I know that in the second one, like they make life, right? We got Enwu, the little strawberry. Enwu?
I don't even remember the second one.
Okay,
I
anyway.
Remember it not being good. Am I right?
That just blew my mind. How did it make the bones?
I don't know, bro. To me, I'm just kind of like, how'd they make a pizza? How'd they make these pizzas?
I mean, that's really good. That's a really good point, too. That's a really good point, too. How do they make food?
All these chicken bones. This was the first Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures animation film to have an altered logo sequence.
Let me get that pizza bone.
When the Columbia Pictures logo appears, a banana hits the torch lady and knocks her out of the image.
It's funny.
During the Sony Pictures animation logo sequence, dark clouds cover the end of the logo.
Yeah. Why?
Because of the clouds, bro. The clouds in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why? It's like, why? Whoa, hold on.
Why pop up?
Do you like Harry Potter? I forget.
I love Harry Potter.
Season 3. We're going to...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking about my camera. Oh. Watch it be on yours. Anyway.
Season 3.
Have you seen the picture or whatever of the Harry Potter, like, it's like the gold...
Snitch.
No, stop. It's the gold logo in the beginning of the movie that just says Harry Potter and the blah, blah, blah,
and
whatever
it deteriorates
movie.
Over time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have seen that. Okay.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Okay. As Flint is flying in his flying car, too. I have five. I do five. You do one.
Go.
As Flint is... As Flint is flying in a flying car too, giant gummy bears attack the vehicle and begin tampering with the wings. This is a reference to Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, when buzz droids did the same thing to Obi-Wan and Anakin's ships 4 years earlier.
That's great.
Yep. Neil Patrick Harris was originally offered the role of Flint, but he felt that the role of Steve was much, much more interesting. Yellow
gummy bear. Really? Gummy bear. Really? That can't be true.
Can.
That can't be true. That was great. That was great.
Yeah.
Think I can do it, Steve? Can.
And this is the first Sony Pictures animation film to be rated U in the UK.
U for universally accepted?
I don't get it.
What does U mean?
I don't know.
Is this a joke?
Do you want me to look it up for real?
Yeah. What does U mean? Underage?
I don't know. U rating.
I'm guessing it's like universal. Not like the studio, but like universally people can see this.
Let's see. Stood for universal and didn't noted that a film was suitable for everyone. Oh, there you
what
go.
What did
and
I just say?
Oh, dang, dude. It's been around. U has been around since 1912.
You have been around since 1996.
I've been 97.
97.
Freaking this guy over here. Okay, Ben, what is your then and now?
My then. When I was a child, this was one of the funniest movies I had ever seen.
Okay.
I laughed my butt off when he when he ran into the house with the ice cream snowballs.
That was the best part.
And just like freaking annihilated an entire family.
That was like a Call of Duty like
sequence. It was great. It's like POV. Just
the way
like,
she like fell down and then on her knees and then fell forward.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part?
And it was like red. So it looked like she got shot in the face.
Yes.
It was good.
And the mom in the corner of the hall.
Yeah. I could tell this movie was... I watched it when I was like really young.
Yeah.
How old did we say? I was 8?
It was 2009.
2009.
You were 9.
So I was like 9 or 8 years old.
9.
So, well, I turned... My
do
birthday
the
is November, so not
do
not,
the
not,
math.
It's not till the end of the year.
You were 9 years old.
I could tell the movie was smart.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not just laughing because it's poo-poo pee-pee jokes.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because he looks like a freaking Gumby. And he's flopping around. Cool. And Flint Lockwood.
Yeah.
And I thought Sam Sparks was cute. But only when she
that's
got
stupid.
But only when she got poked by the peanut brittle.
Yeah, when she was chubby.
I like a thick girl. I don't know what just happened, but
we're back.
We're back.
Ben said some very, very
I saw this movie
things.
In the movie theater.
Oh really?
I saw did
I
you
did
see
too.
The theater? Okay,
did too,
yeah. It was great. I saw it with I think my grandparents, maybe my cousins
Nancy?
Too. No? Kathy and Bill. That's two more names you got to memorize.
Gosh.
Can you handle that?
Kathy
can you handle
and Bill.
That?
Kathy and Bill.
All right.
Kathy and Bill. The original Kathy Bill.
I guess I can just say that that's my then.
Okay.
It's not too exciting.
Well, what did you think of the movie? What you said it was the funniest.
Yeah, it was one of the funniest movies I ever saw, and I really liked it because of that. And now I watched it again. I watched it with my fiance, and we were laughing the whole time too.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. There's a lot to enjoy in the movie for... Well, I became a huge fan of Bill Hader.
Okay.
Did you watch the show Barry on HBO Max? No, you didn't. But it's very good. It's about he's a bounty hunter that wants to become an actor.
Okay.
So he kills people but also takes acting classes.
This is Bill Hader who did that? Oh, okay.
It's very good. It's very good.
The only Barry movie I saw was a biopic of Barack Obama.
Why did you say Barack Obama? And how does that relate to Barry at all?
Barack. The movie is called Barry.
Barry Obama? Like, Barry short for Barack?
I didn't make the film.
Is there really a film called Barry about Barack Obama?
I'll literally pull it up.
What if I just walked up to Obama and said, "What's up, Barry?" I don't think he'd know I'm talking to him.
I think it came out in like 2016.
I think you're lying on my face.
Literally, it's right here. Yeah. Devin Terrell plays Barack Obama.
Okay, whatever.
Hold on. I'm showing you.
I can see it, but they can't. So
look,
it's not,
that's
it's
Barack.
Not this
that's
isn't good
Barack
content.
Right there.
This isn't good content.
That's
this is not good content.
That's
put
Mr.
it away.
Obama.
Turn
that's
your
Mr.
screen
Obama.
Around.
Obama.
The food memes. This. Good salute there. The food puns.
Yes. Oh,
in this movie are
spot.
Immaculate. I've been told
sure.
that I look like Chicken Brent. Now, I don't agree with this.
Yeah.
Edith says blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you either look like Brent or a Nazi.
Never have I. Blonde hair, blue eye. Yeah, I if you want to say that, yes. I'd rather look like
I
Chicken Brent
that.
In that case. But
I really need to watch what I say. I'm coming to this realization 45 episodes in.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's fine.
It's good. I totally forgot what I was going to say now.
Sorry.
I've been told I look like Chicken Brent.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
I don't agree with this. But I watch this movie and I'm like, dude has an arc.
An
dude,
arc?
An arc. Dude goes from Baby Brent thinking he's the stuff.
Yeah.
To becoming Chicken Brent and realizing I got to sacrifice for the people I love.
Yeah.
And I got to start loving people more than myself.
Yeah.
And he saves lives. And he cries when he thinks Flint dies. Just met him like.
Did he actually?
He cried.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
He cried, bro.
Huh.
He went from bullying Flint when they were children to mourning his supposed death.
It's like Flash Thompson and Peter Parker and the Amazing Spider-Man.
Inside of that giant meatball. Anyway, what's your then and now?
Oh, I mean, yeah, whiplashed. My then was I also thought this movie was really funny. I also saw this in theaters. I think I saw this one with friends or my family. I don't remember either.
I wasn't there.
I was 12 or 11.
Why do you get so upset at yourself like that?
What are you talking about? I'm not upset.
I'm going to put your prime in my mug because I don't trust you with any more. He's going to beat me up. He's going to beat me up at the end of this episode. Do you know how loud that's going to be?
Do you know how loud that's going to be?
I can't wait.
Don't steal my prime.
I didn't. You drank it all.
Don't kill my vibe.
Listen, that's good.
We haven't recorded.
That prime is good.
In like 3 weeks. I'm feeling so not
in the zone.
I don't feel me at all.
Listen, bro. I've felt that way so many times recording these episodes.
For sure.
And then I edit them and I'm like, that
gold.
Was fine.
Gold.
That was great. That was a great episode.
All right. Quotes.
You've been saying quotes this whole time.
I'm trying to console you, and you're
I know.
Not giving me the
I'm
time
trying.
Of day. Okay, all right. All right, here's my then and now. Why did I get my then? I really liked the movie as a kid, and that was my then. Now.
That's all your thens. And I'm. And
what's
I'm,
the issue with that?
And I'm sick of just sitting by and letting you do that.
Okay, let me get a little
I
more.
Need you to say something else
this
besides
movie
my
made
then
this,
is I liked
okay.
it.
All right, fine. You want me to be, how vulnerable do you want me to be?
I want you to be very vulnerable.
This movie made me fat. I definitely thought food in movies and film and TV and all that stuff looks so much better
so
than
good.
Sometimes. Like Scooby-Doo, like when they have like...
Any sandwich ever.
Any
yeah.
sandwich ever. I was a little going to say like
yeah,
Lilo
yeah.
and Stitch, big stack of sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The food in this, man, the pizza, the giant steak, the hot dog. The
My really, teeth are jelly beans.
I like when he's like, that's a really big hot dog. Or something like that.
That's a really big hot dog.
Yeah, food made me fat.
You made you fat.
Yes, made you. But I really just like whenever I saw the movie, I was hungry. You know, I'm like, and I was like, oh, do you know this is based off a book, by the way?
Yeah, I read the book.
I did too. Yep. It's nothing like this.
No, but there is a scene in the movie that mirrors one of the pages in the book when the guy in the baseball field with the big old nose is like eating a cherry pie. and then a big piece of cherry pie falls onto the field.
Oh, I didn't.
That's from the book.
There's such a lot of montages in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't mind.
No.
Yeah, I didn't mind that at all. I did like the Miranda Cosgrove song at the end.
That was Miranda Cosgrove?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was right prime iCarly time, I think.
Hey, good one there. Prime?
Can I have more?
Definitely not. Did you give your now yet?
I'm doing it now. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. That movie made me fat. Now I have self-control. Good. But, oh, okay, my now is this. I still really like the movie. It was a little faster than I remember.
Yeah.
It felt rushed. I don't remember it feeling rushed.
It's a quick, tight hour 30.
It is, yeah. But they put a lot into it. It was a really simple story in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like, oh, yeah. My thing was weird. My thing about this that I thought was weird was that the first, like, how did he get so successful so quick? Because then everything, after the machine works and is in the clouds, everything else that he makes works. But he's never had that luck. Like,
what
why
else did he make after he made that thing?
Well, he made the flying car, too. He made that thing that swipes up all the garbage and flings it over the hill.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff like that, napkins. Like, all the stuff that he makes now, like, works. But, like, if you think about it, did it work? Because he had to go up and kill the machine.
Because he was abusing it.
I need more prime.
Stop!
I still really like the movie. I still really think it's funny. There's a lot of jokes I didn't catch when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. So. Like what? Like, give me one right now.
I can't. All right, let's get into some quotes. This is from Baby Brent. He says, he wants to be smart, but that's lame.
Exactly. That's like just.
I never caught that line.
Mentioning the exact way they're feeling or like how they're perceiving a situation.
Yeah.
In the tone that they do it
is
very funny.
For sure.
It's very funny.
I like the line where he says, I wanted to run away, but you can't run away from your own feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a good
it's
humor.
It's a good opening line. It's good.
I love the humor in this.
Yeah.
This is the part where Sam Sparks is talking to America for the first time. She says, hello, Sam Sparks. I'm America.
Yep. Real quick while I'm thinking about it,
something
I didn't catch until this time was when she puts on the glasses for the first time.
Oh, his face.
He, like, if you pause it right before.
His face looks different.
He looks like super, like in the blurry version of what she sees before she puts the glasses on. He looks like super chiseled.
Yep.
And his hair is all slick. And
I've always caught that one.
Puts
that
it on.
One's so funny.
Okay.
To me. Oh, I was just
say the next quote.
it was when the ice cream. This is probably my favorite quote of the whole. Oh, no, I have two.
We're talking about the Steve one when he's flinging his poop around?
No. But this is during the ice cream scene. And all the kids, like, jump in the. It's the Neapolitan ice cream.
Yes, yeah.
All the kids.
I like strawberry. The
one's like, strawberry's my favorite. Yeah, it's just one kid. I just think that's so funny.
I think that was a jab at the strawberry flavor in Neapolitan, which is my favorite.
There's one more quote. I'm just going to skip. It's the last one, but I got to skip to it right now because I'm freaking dying at it. There's the part where. Where all the tourists are there.
All the doors?
The tourists. All the tourists are there. And the food, you know, the spaghetti thing or whatever. And the tornado and the storm. Yeah. Basically that part. That whole part. There's just a shot of a guy. He's like, I have a macaroni on my head. He like yells it.
Payne laughed at that line pretty hard too. That was good.
Bro, and then he shows up later. He's like, you Flint. And then he's like, hey. And like. He was there, but he didn't know who it was because the macaroni was still on his head.
It's good. It's good.
That part is like, he like shakes his head so violently. That killed me, dude. That killed me. I got to watch that when we're
done.
That's good. Traumatizing skill.
The thought of being trapped on a small island in the middle of a storm. Kind of freaky, but not enough to give it a score at all. I still give it a 0.
Okay.
How about that?
I don't know what to make of that. Oh, there was actually one part that did get to me. It was the scene where Flint is like going back and forth in his head in front of the mayor about, oh, real quick thing I also wanted to add. Bruce Campbell plays the mayor.
Oh, I can hear that. Yep.
And obviously Bill Hader plays Flint Lockwood. Those two were never, they met the night of the premiere. They never even met.
Yeah. Because you film all your stuff individually.
But they never even met. So they met the day of the premiere.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
But the Bill Hader, what am I saying? The part where Flint Lockwood is going back and forth about like whether he wants to kill the machine or keep it going or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's one part where like the mayor is like, everybody loves the machines. Everybody loves bigger. Bigger's better, or whatever. He's like, and he like shoves his face with a giant hot dog.
Yeah.
It was right around that scene.
And then I know, just, I do.
Yeah. And it's just like a coating of mustard in a close shot. And it's kind of scary. It's kind of like, I know, I do. It's like, that's what will happen when you're fat. Hey, I should know.
I don't know what tangent you're going on, but I'm going to let you do it.
As an ex-fat person, don't watch this movie if you're hungry.
Fair.
I'm serious.
Because every piece of food is in it.
I literally was thinking about ordering pizza. Mm. I wanted to order hot dogs. Mm. I wanted to order cheeseburger. Mm. I wanted to order jelly bean. Mm. And I wanted to order gummy bear.
Mm.
And I wanted to order...
Keep going. Keep saying food.
I wanted to order Prime energy drinks.
Okay. What if Prime started falling from the sky?
Oh, my gosh.
It would be a glorious day.
It would be a glorious...
You don't think anybody got... Nobody on this island had food allergies?
God, I hope not. Well, I mean, Sam Sparks.
What if it... Peanut brittle. True. But what if it, like, rained... What if somebody was allergic to dairy the day that it rained?
Can you be allergic to dairy? I thought you're only allergic to dairy if you
What if somebody was lactose intolerant?
They just don't eat it.
What if somebody was allergic to tree nuts?
Tree nuts?
And peanut butter fell... It's not a tree nut. What if somebody was allergic to shellfish? And shellfish, you have to eat that.
Sounds pretty selfish.
You have to eat that, too. You have to eat all these foods. I guess it's not that dangerous. I guess you just can't eat it and it'll be fine.
Rotten Tomatoes gave this an 86%.
Where does... Okay, this is where I was going with the bones theory.
Oh, God.
If it can make bones and it can make meat...
It can make a human.
Can it make a person?
No.
Can you make it rain cats and dogs? Because in some cultures... In some cultures,
Panda Express sells cat.
In some cultures, you eat some meow meow and woof woof. You know what I'm saying? It's so
meow meow.
Theoretically,
mix.
It's still food, so could it rain
I
cats
guess
and
you
dogs?
Could. I mean, I guess you could.
Good to know.
You could make a cat if you wanted to.
You know, I think it's kind of cute.
What?
The rat birds in the movie. I think they're kind of.
Oh, those are so dumb.
I don't want it as a pet. I want to hold it.
Rotten Tomatoes gave this 86.
I want to squeeze it.
Stop that. Rotten Tomatoes gave this an 86%. What do you think about that?
Mm, I think that's great.
I think it's a good set. Yeah, I agree with it. I'm going to give it an 80 for my Totten Tomato. What is your weird thing that you got here?
Well, let's imagine real quick that a meal has 10 courses. A 10-course meal, right? Now, I'd say this movie is worth probably 9 courses. Maybe 9.5. Like, if you slip some, like, if you take somebody else's food onto your plate and you eat their food, too, I think that this movie is, like, 9.5 courses. This movie is freaking fantastic.
You're giving this a 95?
I'm giving it a 95.
Why do you give such high-rating movies, high-rated movies,
it's just been the past
to
two.
Mid-movies?
It's just been the past two. I mean, Karate
Kid really is not, mad.
Karate Kid is not a mid-movie. That one's worth 95. I gave that a 90.
I disagree.
That movie is nearly perfect. This movie is hilarious. It's animated very well. It's short.
It is animated really well.
Short and sweet. You like what I did there?
Yeah.
Just because of food?
Yeah, I did.
I
wanted to bring up something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the sequels, but this one is fantastic. I'll give it a 90. Okay? I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
I was going to say, there was a scene, too, where it reminded me of, where is it at? Cat in the Hat.
This one? Or this one? I can fix that. Jack Frost, Muppets, Stuart Little Explorers, Scooby-Doo and Aliens in the Attic. That's what we got. You gonna go? You gonna continue? Tanner, I think he's about to cry. Hey, it was an accident. Can you look at me? Can you look at me? Can you? Hey.
Can you? I need more prime.
I'm sorry. Sorry, bro.
All right. Let's get this episode over with. Next week's movie is Batman.
Okay. Well, you can follow me at Batman. You can follow him at Tanner Reckledge, at Reel It In Podcast, reel.it.in.podcast, at Talk Time with Tandrew. You can listen to Grow and Go. You can do all that good stuff. And keep it real.
You forgot to plug North Carolina.
Time has passed.
Keep it real.
Okay. You're really upset.
I forgot how to record the podcast.
You did good.
I need more prime.